Our second reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I imagine many, if not most of you, have taken a trip by car and relied on a GPS program through your phone or a separate device to provide instructions on how to get to where you're going. I know that many of you are not that computer savvy, so maybe it wasn't you who was relying on that device, but possibly someone else in the car was checking it for you. I have come to rely on this device and this technology so much so that I often leave home without really figuring out where it is I'm going, trusting that my phone will tell me as long as I put in the correct address. On the one hand, it's a great way to travel. On the other hand, you're always taking a chance. When we were away last week, we were following the instructions on my phone. And we were approaching the Washington, D.C. area, and it was about rush hour. And my phone said, there is a traffic delay ahead. Would you like to take an alternate route? And we were like, oh, okay, let's try it. So we did. We had no idea where we were going. We had no actual paper map in the car. And we found ourselves out in the middle of rural Virginia wondering if we were ever going to rejoin the expressway. It was an adventure, and that voice from my phone got us to where we wanted to be, but there were some moments there when I was wondering if we should have just relied on the way we knew and sat in the traffic. But we enjoyed the ride. So it all turned out just fine. Most of you have also traveled and may still travel the old school way with that old paper map. Maybe years ago you might have even gotten one like my parents used to from AAA with the route highlighted using a highlighter and then a little triptych with little sections of the map showing you where you could go and where you could stay. It was a little booklet that was custom made for every trip that you took. It pointed out likely construction zones, but you had to figure out a little bit more about where you were. You would do well to study it before you got in the car and started on your trip. But in either case, whether it's a GPS unit or a map, we find ways through our lives by using a guide. This section of the Gospel of John is often called the Farewell Discourse. The writer of the Gospel has been focused on the incarnation of Christ throughout the Gospel so far. And at this time, during this section, he's turning away from that toward thinking about the future and living without Christ in the physical presence, in our physical presence. He's looking at the ascended life of Christ, what happens after the resurrection and the ascension, and how do we go on living? And so he talks about a map. He tells us through the words of Jesus that we are not alone, that we don't travel alone, that if we follow in the ways of Jesus, we are following in the way of God. And Thomas says, well, we don't know where you're going. How are we supposed to get there? And Jesus says, follow me. I am the way and the truth and the light. Kind of confusing because, again, you know, you sort of have to just rely on your instincts and your faith and your knowledge of what Jesus has done and what Jesus has taught. You rely on your faith and follow. But it is a roadmap for our future. We have questions because we can't quite imagine it, even when we read those words, in my house, there will be plenty of space for everyone. I go ahead to prepare a place for you. These are words that we often read at a service of remembrance, a service of witness to the resurrection, a service celebrating someone's life, comforting ourselves with the knowledge that Jesus has prepared a way for us. But we follow. And we follow in the way of love. We comfort, we share, and together, as a community, we find our way. Just like when we're traveling on the road, there are often detours and delays. Sometimes we're the ones in the lead car, and sometimes we're in the following car. But always we live and travel with faith as our guide. Dorothy Day was the founder of the newspaper called The Catholic Worker. And in it, she wrote about the plight of those living in poverty in our country back in the 30s and the 40s. It continues today, and once she had gotten this newspaper that started out with 2,000 copies and soon was printing over 25,000 copies, and then over 100,000 copies. Soon after she got that newspaper going, she began to welcome people who were living in poverty into her home. And then when her home became too small to accommodate all the need, she figured out a way to find another place to welcome people, and it was the beginning of this series of settlement houses that are still located in communities across our nation. She worked tirelessly for justice for the poor. And ultimately, a whole organization was created around what she did, offering places and shelter for people and soup kitchens where they could find nourishment for both their bodies and their souls. In her autobiography, The Long Loneliness, she sums up her life and her work this way. The most significant thing about the Catholic worker is poverty, some people say. Others say the most significant thing is community. We are not alone anymore. But the final word of the Catholic worker is love. At times, it has been a harsh and dreadful thing, and our very faith in love has been tried through fire. But the final word is love. We cannot love God unless we love each other. And to love, we must know each other. We know God in the breaking of bread, and we know each other in the breaking of bread. And we are not alone anymore. Heaven is a banquet. Life is a banquet, even with a crust where there is companionship. We all have known the long loneliness, and we have learned that the only solution is love, and that love comes with community. As Jesus is painting the roadmap for his followers, he's reminding us that there are all kinds of questions ahead for us. He's reminding us that we can't be sure what will be next. Sometimes it will be difficult, sometimes it will be joyous, but always, if love is our goal and our purpose and our work, community is the result and the journey is less burdensome. Believe in me, Jesus says. Have faith beyond yourself, beyond your capacity to see today. Know that I am with you now and in the future. You are not alone. You are part of a community. Dorothy Day was often frustrated in her work. She's not alone in that. In a film that was based on her life, her character talks about the challenges of her chosen work. Dorothy, anguished at being misunderstood by her own rebellious staff and despairing over the suicide of a woman she was trying to help, pours out her heart before a large crucifix in her church. Where are you? Why don't you answer me? I need you. These brothers and sisters of yours, the ones you want me to love, let me tell you something. They have lice and tuberculosis. Am I to find you in them? Well, you're ugly. You drink, you wet your pants, you vomit. How could anyone ever love you? She sobs. I need you, but you're not here. You have deserted me too, haven't you? I'm not who you thought I was. I'm sorry. She walks back down the aisle. The person she turns to later is not a priest or associate, but her old communist friend, Mike, a newspaper editor for whom she once worked. He reassures her that the Communist Party had talked about feeding and clothing the poor, but that she was actually doing it. She was following the roadmap that had been set out before her, the roadmap her faith took her along. She was in community, she loved greatly, and yet felt as if at times she was alone and forgotten and left behind. And yet, thousands upon thousands of people have been part of Catholic worker communities across the country. Thousands upon thousands of people's lives have been changed and saved because of the work of the Catholic worker community. Community. Following in the way of Jesus, looking at that roadmap, is never a journey we take on our own. It's a journey we take with others. Some people give lip service to the notion of love, of community, of faith. But Jesus reminds us that that is not enough. The roadmap of faith requires that we do something, that we love actively, that we live our faith completely, that we join with one another in community. It's not always an easy task, and sometimes we're disappointed by the people who are in our community. We want to rail at God and tell God how much the people have failed us and how impossible they are to love. And yet we are called to love them still. We are not alone in this journey. And we have a roadmap to follow. May we find our way together into God's wonderful light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.